Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I have a weird sort of moral dilemma. I don't really know what this is. Friend of show went to like a school performance.
Like the you kids. Know.
Yeah, they have their like choir
show.
Or yeah. the band or the theater yeah. or whatever. And
all I can think about is I'm door holder number three.
Door holder number three. It's a really good one.
It's happening more and more often where you guys do references that I don't understand.
Yeah. I'll have to show you this video after. Okay. I think it's what made Dane fall in love with me. Yeah. That whole Christmas, all I would say is, door holder number three.
What is this from?
You've seen Love Actually, right?
You guys.
Hold on.
I can't sit through it. It's so.
First of all, what's wrong with you?
Because it's another one of those movies where the hype around it is not worth. You guys have all made it like the greatest movie of all time. It's not that good. It's good, and I understand there's 14 stories, and we're going to tie them all together at the end.
They're Yay. All at the Christmas show.
And one of the kids is in the Christmas show, and he's like a lobster, the nativity lobster.
Number one.
Yeah.
I just watched it. And they say,
Heck, have you seen it?
There's two lobsters in the nativity scene.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, real life, this kid is going as door holder number three at the nativity.
Okay. And he's like practicing it in the video. He's so cute. He reminds me so much of my nephew. I'll show you the video later.
Well, I've forgotten what we were talking about. We'll
about
be right back.
Christmas shows at the school.
It's like there's concerts, there's whatever. Friend of show goes to see their child. I'm trying to leave everything out of it so they don't get any trouble. Okay. When you go to see your child or you, Aaron, go see your nephew or you nephew, like, when they get on stage, you want dead silence.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody standing up with their phone in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like there's some protocol to it.
Yeah.
Well, behind them is a couple with a whiny, cryy, fussy baby.
Okay. You'll have that with babies. They tend to fuss.
And the other child is sick.
Oh, no.
The question is this.
I think that's a man coughing.
Leading the witness a little. No, but it's like maybe the kid has smoked a pack of Marlboros every day for whatever.
As kids do.
Let's start with the baby crying.
Yeah.
It's your obligation to get that kid out of the room.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Oh, but my kid's next. I don't care. Get that kid out of the room.
Well, but so one parent has to miss their kid?
If it's a single parent, then they have to miss their kid. Maybe you should have got a babysitter for that other kid. You don't.
Oh, no.
You can't.
Then
so then everyone
miss.
Else misses their kid's performance, is what you're saying.
No,
so you're saying everyone
know.
Else. Oh, here's my daughter's solo. She's singing, but.
Right. Can't hear anything.
I'm sorry. What's she doing?
At the minimum, because like not everyone can afford a nanny. Like, I totally get that. Take the kid to the back.
And yes.
Watch
like
your other kid.
All the way to the back. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know, but then especially taking them out, like then the kid misses it too, depending how old they are.
The kid's now, they focused on breathing.
Yeah, the kid's crying.
Coughing and crying, yeah. Okay.
You take the kid out. It's just the rule.
Because I would be really bummed if I flew out to see my nephew's performance and behind me is a baby crying so loud that I don't know what Dawson just did.
Right.
You guys keep using the word performance. Let's talk about these.
It is a performance,
things.
No matter
Come
what.
On. Come okay, on.
You're Dude, the theater person. You I should know. Respect it.
I respect it, but you get it. You see it. You get it. It's fine. There's kids everywhere. It's a school, probably.
But it's still
it's probably
your,
in a gymnasium somewhere. For sure. With kids.
You still want to see. I guarantee you, you're talking a good game right now, but when it's Leo up there, buddy, you're going to demand silence.
Don't you remember the preschool graduation at the park?
What happened? I don't remember.
Hack was there. Hazel was there. There were some tears shed. It was a very emotional
tears
time.
Tears shed by Hack?
I thought so.
I don't know where. I don't remember where you're going with this.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Genuinely.
Would you hate if someone was there with their crying, coughing kid as your kid is going up and getting their diploma?
Yeah, what if
diploma?
They ruined that moment for you? Wouldn't it have shaken you out of that gaze that you had where you were feeling proud as a father?
No, I was holding my young daughter too. She was probably coughing.
Sorry, I can't,
she's probably sick.
What?
Every kid is sick all the time.
I hear what you're saying. Just give me a second. Hold on, what?
I am communicating fine. I hear you fine.
You're having The sick feels different than the crying baby. The sick is like, what are you going to do? Your kid's sick. All kids are sick. You take them to the thing. You tell them to But the crying
this
baby.
This is two different things. We'll talk about the crying in a second, but I will say this. If you have a kid who's coughing and sneezing and stuff, they got to go to the back. Especially if you haven't taught your kids how to do the vampire thing.
I don't know about that.
Because this kid hocked up a little loogie onto this person. Like they turned to talk to their significant other and it was like, on their face.
Yeah. And it's gross, but kids are gross.
Yeah, and you're a parent yourself. You've never been in that situation where your kid's done something. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Right, but if you know your kid's having a coughing fit, get him out of there. Like, the point of that
we
thing...
We don't know if they said sorry, if they noticed.
We don't know that, but I'm just saying, this is a dual threat family. They're doing two things wrong. You really are doing two things wrong.
I think parents, their kids get to a certain age where now you're out of the thick of it, where you have, and then you forget what it is all of a sudden. You're like, that kid coughed on me. You're like, yeah, and your kid coughed on a bunch of people too when they were younger.
Yeah,
and it was hard to control, and it's embarrassing, and it's awkward, and you just hope for grace from the people that that happens
too. Or should you not bring a sick kid into... Do you guys remember when we shut society down over a glorified cold, right?
Yeah, like, but that same was a difference, while right? ago.
Keep your kid, keep your distance, keep...
I know, but say you woke up that morning and kid's sick, but your other kid's performances that night, you got to bring the kid because odds are all the kids in that gymnasium are sick anyway.
Right, but then you guys got to... Like, I don't know how to say this, but and you may not believe this because everybody thinks I'm this pretentious b-hole. I would, if I had a sick kid and a crying baby, I guarantee you I would be in the back row.
Yeah.
The back row.
That is probably
closest
logical.
To the exit. So if my kid's coughing, I'm like, go out there and wait. If my kid's crying, I get up and go out. Dead serious.
It depends
man.
How old the kid is to go out and wait. But even with Mia's got a guitar solo coming up and you're going to be outside, you're going
to
miss it.
I would have to, dude.
Because, are you serious?
Yes, because the trombone solo's next. And that if my kid's screaming and crying, then just, I'm so selfish that I need to see my daughters and I'm gonna ruin everybody else's. That's insane to me. Like,
I just feel like, aren't we all in it together? We're all parents. We all got kids. We're all sick. The parents are sick. The kids are sick. The teachers are sick.
Okay, take sick off. Just the baby then. Take the crying baby.
It's a gymnasium. Kids are loud. Yeah,
this is where I was in a wedding a few years ago. There was like a 1-year-old flower girl. She gets down the aisle. She starts losing it.
Aww.
Her dad did the right thing, scooped her up and ran as far away as he could.
As you should, like a live grenade. But, throw yourself on it.
But what if it had been just the bride's sister? Because it was the bride's niece. What if just the bride's sister had been there?
She's got to go.
No chance. That's your sister getting married.
She's got to go.
It's like, I see where I'm torn.
She's got to go.
Luckily, the brother-in-law of the bride was like, obviously, I got to bow out on this one.
Right.
But he wanted out of there anyway.
Yes, that is probably true.
They went and locked themselves in a bar and she was crying so hard.
At home. It's getting real bad.
He wanted to be there.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.